Mickey and a giggly man. What's your Chris, nice to see you.
How's it going?
Thanks for coming. And you guys are huge U2 fans. I know you're just mentioning.
Oh, we love them. Yeah.
And
we've seen them.
We like their glasses.
Yeah, we like U2.
The beards.
And I heard you were going to do like a U2 retrospective on your next record. You're going to do like With or Without You and all the big U2 hits. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We'd like to.
Uh-huh. I was going to get my hair cut like Adam Clayton used to have back in the 80s.
Oh, like the perm thing?
Nice perm.
Oh, that was so happening.
It was good.
I'm sure he got a lot of chicks with that.
Yeah.
We're going to take some phone calls. First off, thanks for coming.
No, it's nice to be here.
And congratulations on your new CD, Spooky.
Wicked.
How long did it take you to put together?
Too long.
Yeah.
Probably took about three months to record and about a year to get it all together, get all the material.
Well, it sounds great. We're going to hear some tracks off it.
Right.
We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-223-ROCK. We go to Chad in Utica, Michigan. Hi, Chad. You're on with our buddies Lush.
How you guys doing?
All right.
All right.
I was just wondering, that, I've noticed with a lot of people, bands we're into 4AD, they kind of use that as a starter off kind of record label. And I was wondering if you guys plan on sticking with them. I don't know. I heard that the Cactus Twins got off and stuff.
No, we're going to stay, because I'm going to have Ivo's love child, so we're committed.
You're committed to the label?
Yeah, we've got a five album deal. We're just, really happy with it. To be on 4AD is, brilliant, you know what I mean? Because it's just, when they first asked us to sign, it was oh, God, you know, that's the label that had the birthday party, the Pixies, the Throwing Muses, and it was
Modern English. Dick and Dance, all those greats.
what's your favorite birthday party song?
Oh.
Sunny's Burning?
Dead Joe.
Mutiny.
Hands Up, Who Wants to Die, right?
All of them. They're all classics. But yeah, we plan to stay with 4AD and until the mountains fall into the sea.
Until someone pays us more money.
That's an honest answer. Let's go to Lisa in Pennsylvania, listening to WPST. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, you're on with Lush.
Hi. I just saw the video for Nothing Natural,
right?
And I was wondering what it was about and if you have any future plans to tour in Pennsylvania.
Ooh, well, the video is about not having very much time and not having very much money and making a video that made me and Emma look very pretty.
Yeah, making a video with someone who usually does adverts of frozen peas.
Yeah, that's his previous claim to fame. Pennsylvania.
I can't.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Now that's a big rock and roll town.
Go on, Chris, look through your list of dates and find the dates.
Yeah, we are playing that.
Theatre of Living of Arts and things.
But it's not down. Yeah, we are definitely playing it.
But it's not written down on Chris's list. But it is there somewhere.
We'll get it for you by the end of the show,
definitely.
I'm sure. We'll get it for you at the end of the show.
But we played there last time with Ride and we had a really good time.
Had a good time?
So that's why we're coming back.
Speaking of videos, do you like doing videos? Is that part of the band?
We're not very good at them.
No, I mean, we've had this sort of policy that we, it's always we concentrate on the music and then, video directors will come in and they'll do it. But I think they've basically been getting recently, the last two we've done, they've been getting the wrong side of Lush. They've been going for, the glamour angle and making people, making Mickey and Emma look
presentable.
People from Dynasty, And basically, they've got the wrong idea. We don't want it like that, so we're going to go... We've got a new video for Superblast coming out, which is basically Lush
lots of
playing
clothes.
Live and sort of being like we are normally,
Yeah.
I think we've tended to sort of be, took in a back seat with a sort of photos and videos, but I think now we're going to sort of put our foot down and say this is how Lush
this
should be
want.
Presented.
And so now we're going to look really ugly.
Yeah.
We're with Mickey and Chris of Lush on Modern Rock Live. We go to Peter in Albany listening to us on WEQX. Hi, Peter.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say I saw you guys on 120 Minutes last night, so I'd like to say congratulations on your number one album. And a friend of mine said that the Nag's Head is in a pub in London is a good place to eat. Most of your songs are the instrumental sounds so much louder than the vocals.
Because, that's because I can't sing.
Yeah.
And so we bury the vocals as much as possible.
You can sing.
Oh, self-effacing me. Well, it's inherent in our sound.
I think it's a sound that started because when Mickey and Emma first started singing, it was the first time that they'd ever sung. So it was the idea, what do you want to hear, the vocals or everything? So I think we
the guitars, real reason, vocals. The real reason is Chris kept going, no, make the drums louder. So this is how it ended up.
In other words, everything's equal in the band. It's just
yeah,
like the vocals.
That's it.
Right
it's
there.
A sort of democratic thing.
So you have to be a little political when you answer these questions. Let's go to Chuck in Minneapolis. Listen to us on KJ104. You're on with Chris and Mickey from Lush. Chuck?
Yeah, hi. Hey, saw you guys Saturday night here. It was a really good show. And I was just wondering if you guys are going to come back for an extended show rather than the short birthday deal you did.
Yeah.
And also, Todd, have you got any tickets for U2 here?
Brilliant.
Chuck, that's the real question.
Chuck, I tell you something. Me and Bono are just so close. He hasn't returned my phone calls, though. I don't know what the deal is. That's why I think he's a little if he takes his sunglasses off and finally realizes that, you know, we're all people, maybe we'll get you tickets.
Cool.
Is that okay, Chuck?
Sure.
Thanks for calling.
Oh.
Now, you played Minneapolis? What happened? You did a short
it
set?
It was like... It was some... there's
a radio
station's...
KJ104? Yep.
Yeah. So we went... We played first, then this picture, then James, but we went on at 6. It wasn't... I don't know. It was a weird show because it was one of them shows where it wasn't all ages and we don't really like... I mean, we play them, but we don't... We'd rather play to everybody.
Right.
To all the kids.
Well, happy birthday to KJ104.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the new record and maybe play something from it, if that's okay. We're going to take a quick break right now. This is Modern Rock Live. The phone number is 1-800-G, and you're on with Mickey and Chris from Lush. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I saw the 120 episode last night, and I was just wondering if you guys really hated Dave Kendall.
Dave Kendall. Now, let me ask you a question, Nicole. Do you like him?
No, I hate him.
Why would you hate him?
Well, he wears a hairpiece, and he's just so annoying, and he, like, calls new videos, or actually old videos new.
Yeah.
It's really, really annoying, and he's got a really bad accent.
Could he be?
Exactly, he's got an English accent, which is always like a bad move.
Yeah, we're really embarrassed that he's actually from England, you know? As though he's like the typical English person when he's not, you know? He's Dave Kendall and he's a professional English person.
Yeah. Wait, Nicole, who would you like to see host the show? Me.
Yeah.
Chris from Lush. Chris from Lush.
Thank you, Nicole. Put in a letter for me. Thanks for your phone call.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, Dave Kendall was pretty tough, huh?
He doesn't really know anything about anything, really.
Yeah. Well,
he fakes
good.
His way through things.
By the way, later on the show, we will have Dave Kendall live here in the studio.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey,
good to
all
see
right,
you.
All right, come in, yeah.
Bloody nice to see you. Lorraine in Jersey City, listening to us on WDRE and WPSD. Hi, Lorraine, you're very confused.
Hi, Mickey. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
I want to say I've been a Lush fan for a really long time.
Good.
Since I got Mad Love.
Oh.
And I just want to tell you, there's so many Lush fans now. I don't know if you know about the friendship book scene, but there's so many of us.
What's that? What's the friendship book scene?
Oh, it's this really weird thing. All these pen pals writing it to each other, and you write in a friendship book, and you put what bands you like, and you get to write to each other because, you know, I've made so many Lush pen pals through that.
Ooh.
And they're all of us. We want to form like a U.S.-based Lush fan club or something.
Oh,
I just wanted to tell you that.
Is there a U.S. fan club here? I mean,
there's a worldwide fan club.
Oh, yeah.
I actually run, and all you can get is like signed photos of me.
He's lying.
And like T-shirts.
He's lying.
I wrote to that.
No, we.
Well, Lorraine, why don't you start your own little fan club, and charge really a lot of money for T-shirts, and
I'll subscribe to it.
And I'll take 20%.
I wanted to ask you, like in high school, did you always want to be a rock star, or? Is there something else you've always wanted to do?
I always wanted to be a dental hygienist.
I knew I was going to be a rock star. You know, it's the only thing I can really do, so I'm quite happy to be doing it at the moment. I never thought I'd do it, but
wow!
I don't think it's rock star.
Chris doesn't think
like,
full star.
I think it's minor indie star.
Ah, and you want to be in dental. That's good.
I just made that up.
Okay,
all right.
A little gossip for the new fanzine that's going to start very soon for Lorraine in Jersey City. Let's listen to a track off the brand new CD, Spooky. This is called For Love. You want to talk about this and what this is about?
Go on, Chris.
Well, it's about...
It's
well,
about
Mickey wrote it. I guess what it's about. I don't know what any of the songs are about.
Really? You just follow
I imagine what they're about.
We don't tell him any of the
I
lyrics.
I think it's one of Mickey's bizarre sort of relationships.
Ah.
Is it?
Rock Live with Lush, and the song is called For Love from their brand new CD, Spooky. We're here with Mickey and Chris from Lush, and Marty in Toledo, Ohio, listening to us on CIMX, has a question. Hi, Marty.
How you doing?
Good. You're home with the Mud Hens, Jamie Farr. Congratulations.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just had a question about your bass player.
What is it?
I know I used to play in Felt, and that's like one of my favorite bands of all time. And I just wondered how you hooked up with him.
Well, he was just recommended to us by some people. And then we challenged him to a drink up, and he managed to drink more than 6 pints. So we said, all right, you're in.
You're in. That's the initiation to Lush.
Oh, yeah. Small celebration. But
living up to the name.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he just had a really good CD.
6 pints of water.
He was in Felt, but he's also been sort of like in nearly every indie band there's ever been.
Every creation band that's ever occurred, like Phil has had a small slice of, yeah.
He once played in a Primal Scream video. He was drumming in a Primal Scream
which
video.
He's like very fond of telling the anecdote, so we won't ruin it. We'll just let him tell it.
Okay, next time he comes around.
Yeah.
The number's 1-800-223-ROCK. Kathy in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Kathy, you know primary day's tomorrow. Are you going to vote?
Yes, I am.
And who will you vote for, if you don't mind me asking?
Brown.
Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice.
Dave Kennedy's wrote a song about him, California Uberalis.
Yeah, but Jerry's changed a lot
now. Has he changed?
He's definitely changed a lot, yeah.
But can you trust him?
What's that?
Can you trust him? He's pretty liberal.
He's a liberal.
Yeah, he's liberal.
He's pro-women, so.
Right.
Oh, well, that would do, yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? I wanted to ask you a question about your influences. Music-wise, you kind of remind me of Jesus and Mary Chain, but not in a put-down sort of way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kind of in a good way. I mean, like, not so much the feedback, but, you know, like, the music sometimes overpowering the lyrics and stuff, which is, like, a big thing now is, like, you know, the lyrics, like, always, like, being out there and, you know, on the cutting edge, but, you know, it's sometimes it's, like, the music is kind of important, too, and I see that, like, in a lot of your songs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you heard the new Jesus and Mary Chain, Kathy?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. Gotten around to it yet.
I think they're brilliant.
Chris is a mega fan.
I don't think like with Lush you can sort of pinpoint. I think it's just what we listened to when we were sort of started off, sort of 13 onwards. We just like soak up everything and then churn it out in our own sort of way. But yeah, I think the Mary Chain are brilliant. They've just sort of they're always like consistently good and they're always quite the same. But they're always like everything that they do is always like really good. They're like a good rock stroke punk band.
Yeah.
And I think they always will be, and they're always going to do really good stuff, you know?
What's your favorite song by Lush, Kathy?
Oh, I don't know. I guess the new one's pretty good.
You like For Love?
Yeah.
Terrific. Thank you very much for your phone call.
Okay.
Who else do you guys like listening to besides the Mary Chain and other bands?
Go on, Chris. The Exploited.
Everything.
The Rats.
Chris.
Are the Exploited still around?
I think so. I think they're
I
still,
hope not.
I think they're still doing the rounds in sort of Europe.
The lead singer must be 60 now, right?
Yeah, but he's still got a great Mohican.
Yeah, I was going to say great. Yeah.
He's still got his Mohican.
He still does, huh?
Yeah.
And now he's got like a pot belly and he probably, you know.
He's still got his Mohican.
Yelling at the kids to get off his lawn and everything. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, kids, get off my lawn. So what are you guys going to do next? You're going to be in the States for a while. You got a couple of dates. You want to go through, Chris, some of the dates you'll be playing?
I've got a big
dates?
List.
Do you like the next five?
Well, the next ones we get with Columbus tomorrow, Detroit, Cleveland, Toronto. We play New York.
On the
27th at the Ritz.
But Detroit's my birthday, so if anyone comes to that, bring me a present.
Yeah. Great, we have an affiliate, CIMX, so make sure everybody brings a little bit. What would you want for your birthday, Mickey?
Anything that costs a lot of money.
Ah, so people should just throw diamonds and pearls on stage. That'd be
something
nice.
Something like that.
That would be nice. Now, say for someone's never seen Lush perform, what would they expect? How long would the set be, and is it loud? And
it's loud. It's not. I mean, if people want to come expecting like to see spooky, like the record, like we don't do it. I mean, it's totally different from the record. It's
we
like
do
a
do
bit,
the record.
I mean, we play all the songs off the record, but it's a bit. It's different because we can't reproduce the sound that we've got on record live, so it's just like a bit more sort of raucous, it's a bit more in your face, whatever.
Great. Amy in Colorado. Hi, Amy, you're on with Lush.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to know why you guys changed the deluxe video.
Oh, we did a second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did we do that, Chris?
Well, do you want the truth? I think they wanted something for the American market, and the first one was like the first video that we'd ever done. It was like, it was Lush, like up a tree in like the middle of February.
Yeah, but it was so beautiful.
I know.
Well, that was good.
There's a large misconception in Britain that Americans can only take really glossy videos.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So we had to remake it.
And we've done so many glossy videos that we're actually really sick of them. So we're going to get back to making videos like up a tree, and it's going to be even colder than it was the first
time.
Every
video is going to be in a tree.
In a tree.
The tree of your choice.
So that's great.
Yeah,
we could start like, you know, A through Z of trees and stuff like that.
Yeah. Ash. We'll start with ash. Yeah.
It's when we get to this sort of monkey puzzle or the sort of like evergreen with all the like really horrible spikes on it. That's when it gets really difficult.
Amy, thanks for your call. Say a little bit at KTCL.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Guys, thanks very much for stopping by and saying hello and
That's all right.
And good luck with the tour and the new record, Spooky, on Reprise Records. And Thanks again for coming.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.